Welcome from my side to all of you. What I will do here for the next 50 minutes is not tell about Internet of Things, but to show how somebody who used the same ideas in his environment to make something that is economically viable out of the same ideas that also bridge and build the idea of Internet of Things. I used let's say multi-channel strategies in retail and wholesale, but it's in fact a connected consumer we are building up in our retail environment, and that has a lot of similarities with the Internet of Things idea you're talking about. Where is it? This is the wrong thing. Which one is the right bottom? Here we are. 10 years ago, roughly 10 years ago, in the Metro Group, we were thinking about how to modernize retailing in Europe. And typically, as with all other big innovations, we gave ourselves a vision. A vision that shall drive and should drive our own work internally to be more innovative and to be more efficient. And this vision was, and I was missing this frame in the smart cities, smart transport, smart whatever we had this morning. Our vision was that we built up smart retailing. What does it mean? Smart retailing in terms of everything is identifiable in our supply chains, everything is identifiable in our stores, each product gets its own code. And with this, we can get a complete new approach of how we see our own operations as an intranet of goods. So this is the way how we were foreseeing how what you talk about today, Internet of Things, can be leveraged and used in our retail environment. We give our customers the freedom to get additional information out of this transparency we get for ourselves by tracking and tracing all of our products on an item level, and by that making a much better customer service to everybody, making the customer more informed about the products, giving the customer at the end something like you were talking about, carbon footprint information on the product per product scale. Basic idea, identify everything. And it took us at least four years to make the standards available for that, and we spoke about that this morning. That's the EBC code. This is a serialized barcode as a key enabler for all our actions in terms of a smart retailing supply chain or a smart retailing store. We not only had this vision, we also initiated an open innovation network to get all this innovation done that are necessary to realize such a vision. We initiated the Future Store Initiative that is meanwhile an open innovation network of 90 partners, big ones, small ones, universities, IT service providers, but also our product suppliers, so that we can jointly force our ideas into one open innovation network that helps us solving all the issues and topics that on the way towards a smarter retailing environment are on our road. We not only have this open network, we also have capabilities to test new ideas, to, let's say, make research with new ideas, especially on RFID. We did a lot of research in our RFID Innovation Center, which sits in Neuss. But more important is our future store itself, which is a real retail store that we can use to test new ideas with our consumers, with our customers, as well as with our employees, if we have a new idea of a new service that come out of this entire innovation stream we have established. Let me give you a few examples of what are innovations that are meanwhile being well developed, that are coming out of our future store and being rolled out into the entire retail space, of which a few have to do with individualized information on products, with individualized service to customers, with networked with networked solutions across different technologies, so that you can understand how, why that fits to the Internet of Things example. At the top, Express Self Checkout. This is a standalone POS system that is completely connected to our backend systems that stands somewhere in our stores, and our customers can pay at that self-checkout without with his full capabilities of his cards or by cash, but it's not at the typical POS. So it's decentralized and needs, of course, everything being connected to backend systems. We can pay there with NFC, of course, with NFC capabilities as well as biometric capabilities. That means connectivity to the backend systems, connectivity to customers' identification, and connectivity to what we have to pay comes here back and being combined in a new type of service. In the beauty and more, as well as in the fish market arena, we combined music, tone, scent, and a new environment and new technology, so that there is a new customer experience around this category. So that means knowing what the customer needs and knowing what technology can bring to him can provide us a mean to get a new quality of retailing towards the customer. And most important, on the right-hand side, mobile shopping as the connection to the modern world of smartphones. I come to that later. Mobile shopping really is not only having internet shopping at your smartphone, but it really means that we take your smartphone and we use new applications so that you come more often into our stationary retailing stores. Normally, smartphones and mobile commerce is discussed as a threat to stationary retail because people see it isolated and only as a mobile extension to the internet e-commerce stuff. But if you place it right and if you combine the capabilities you have right with what the customers need and put it into the customer's hand when he's in your store or nearby your store, you can attract him to buy much more often and much more in your stationery store. So we see the mobile shopping not as a threat, but as an opportunity to fight against e-commerce, if to say so. Of course, RFID plays an important role in this connected customer because the RFID tags or the serialized identification on the products is a key information we need to provide customers with more information about the product itself. Being it the best before date of an individual fish, or being it the carbon footprint, or being it information about the origin of a product that may come from a specific farmer, or may come from a specific, let's say, industry compound in India. All those things are only possible if a customer, once he has a product in his hand, has an individual identifier on the product, and us as a retailer or supply chain partners can provide him with individual information. What we do in the future store is not yet at that stage, but we do a lot along the fresh product supply chain. Individual meat pieces get individual RFID tags so that we can exactly know which best before date which product has, and we can check for the customer if the freshness of the products are okay. But we also know exactly which products of what best before date are in our fridges so that our butcher can work much, much better tailored to the customer's need, what he produces in the butchery. Of course, we have anti-theft detection based on RFID. You all may have the experience of false alarms in the entrance or when you leave a retailer store. That is due to the fact that the product itself is not identifiable. Our today's system that makes anti-theft really thump They are, have no intelligence at all, and with the individual identifier on each product, this will help us to overcome the problem that there are false alarms, and somebody of you may have experienced that already, that somebody, that the system itself tells the people in the store that you have stolen something, which is not true because the tag on the product is not identifying the product itself. And with an RFID on that product, we can overcome this problem. So a lot of things that we do in the store to ensure that the enabler of RFID can be used for future customer services are much better than even today. And I think I already spoke about what it brings to everybody, especially on the consumer side. See, we managed to have much higher availability. And the meat example, for meat case, for example, we had 18% out of shelf over the day. And with this real-time information of the products which are available, we could reduce that by 50%. Of course, the freshness of the products is higher. In this meat example, for example, we could enhance the freshness by a full day because we could control it automatically. So it's we're not only having best before date there, but meat that is fresher than one than the best before date. And of course, counterfeiting is a problem that we overcome with an individual identification on each product. I don't go into details with the supplier and retail stuff because that is time consuming and perhaps not of today's main focus. Overall, this kind of approach, having consumer-oriented new solutions in the store based on new technology, is very, very successful. We have 15 to 20% more consumers in that store. We have bigger baskets of 10 to 15% in that store. And we have, of course, much, much higher customer satisfaction, due to the fact that there's a higher service, that we provide better information, that we have a higher quality of the products, more freshness, as well as, let's say, some kind of control to the customer about what we are doing as a retailer. A few of the success factors why that is so are that we are completely open of what we are doing. So the customer in our stores, especially in that stores, knows exactly where we use which kind of technology, where we use which kind of service in addition to what he typically gets from a retailer. So that there is no underlying problem with trust into the retailer and what the retailer is doing. Of course, I mentioned that we are using biometric paying methods. Of course, the data is, and the privacy of the data is completely ensured. Data protection people have looked into our solutions to each detail. So this kind of transparency you need if you want to use this kind of technology at the customer front end with new services. We have spoken this morning about, let's say, getting seamless access to customers or seamless access to people across the different technologies we have in our environment, the same topic. Multi-channel retailing, applying the same kind of customer experience, not only in our retail stores, but also on the e-commerce as well as on the mobile commerce front, is very, very important. That means the customer sees a retailer on each technology platform in the same way. Being at your iPhone or being at your computer at home or being at the store itself, it appears exactly the same. That is a real important step forward for most of the retailers. We are doing so across several of our formats. These are our brand names, and perhaps we don't need to go into the details. All of them have, of course, stationary and e-commerce retail, but we do a lot, and I come to that, with additional trading formats, drive-in in the middle of it. That means you can order online and get the products at the drive-in station, Of course, we have mobile commerce, which is, I think, on my next slide. Of course, we have mobile commerce capabilities as well. That means you can not only have access to our e-commerce suites via your mobile phone, but we have unique applications that are tailored to the mobile smartphone that support a customer in the different stages of the buying process. Being it's a shopping list is a very simple one. Being it preparationary things like the cookbook, where he can get information and support in his decision about what to buy. But much more important for us and for our customers is have a more convenient buying process in the store. You may know this self-scanning devices you may get at your retailer. In some countries that is very popular, that you get an additional device where you can scan the products while you're in the buying process, so that you don't need any POS transaction anymore. We're doing that with your smartphone. That means the smartphone is connected to our systems. That means while you're scanning something in the store, you get our prices, you can get your complete basket being calculated. And at the end of the process, you don't need to go to the POS system. You just, the mobile phone just produces a barcode that you can pay at the paying station. And the entire process is therefore running in your mobile phone so that you don't need an additional equipment. You just take the thing that you have with you overall and buy in our stores with that. Very convenient. We do the same thing with our professional customers. You may know that Metro has also a wholesaling business. So they do the same while they are buying in our wholesaling for wholesaling stores. So that adds some convenience to our stores by using mobile phones, by using smartphones. But we are going a bit further in helping our stationary retailing environment by using smartphones, because we need to attract customers to get closer to our stores. And location-based services based on mobile phones is the best way to do that. And one example that sprang to my mind in the Barcelona conference on mobile, in the mobile arena, are very, very funny games that are sitting on your app store. Games that provide you the possibility when you're on the way to your working place just to move not the direct path but a bit apart the direct path and get road goodies. Just by driving over them, collecting a few of them, at the end of the day, if you have collected five or four, you are then getting a coupon from one of your retailers. So that means a game that gives you some fun, and at the end attracts people while they're on the move, not to buy online, but to come to the stationary retailer. So these kind of things, we believe, is necessary and will help us as a stationary retailer not only to be in e-commerce, but also to use the mobile commerce capabilities and the connected consumer capabilities to get the people back to the stationary retailing environment. Thank you very much.